Chapter 2. Cloud Forest. Jack opened his eyes.
"I can't tell what kind of rainforest this is," said Annie. She stared out the window.
Jack looked out too. It seemed to be daytime, but he couldn't see much of anything. The quiet forest was covered with fog. Jack opened their research book and read,
"The misty rainforest in the mountains of Central Africa is called a cloud forest."
"Oh, I get it," said Annie. "We're up so high it's like we're in a cloud."
"Cool," said Jack. He pulled out his notebook and wrote, "Cloud forest, rainforest high up in mountains." Then he read more. "The African cloud forest is home to many animals, including elephants, water buffaloes, black leopards." Jack looked up.
"Black leopards?" he said.
"Don't worry," said Annie.
Jack cleared his throat and kept reading.
"Antelopes, wild hogs, and gorillas."
"Gorillas?" said Annie.
"Don't worry," said Jack.
"I'm not worried. I love gorillas," said Annie. "They're totally great."
"I don't know about that," said Jack.
He pictured huge apes pounding their chests.
"I'd like to study them, though. Write down their habits and behavior just like a real scientist."
"Whatever," said Annie. "Let's just go. This'll be a fun adventure."
She took off down the ladder. Jack threw his notebook, the research book, and the flashlight into his pack. He hooked the umbrella over his arm, then he followed Annie. When they stepped onto the ground, Jack could see better. The fog had turned into a fine mist. Jack and Annie started through the cloud forest. They walked around huge trees draped with moss. They pushed past tall shrubs and leafy plants.
"Wow, look at that tree," said Annie.
She pointed to a fat tree. It had wide lower limbs padded with thick cushions of moss.
"It looks like a piece of furniture," said Annie, "like an armchair."
"Yeah," said Jack. "I better draw it."
He put the umbrella on the ground. He pulled a flashlight out of his pack and put it next to the umbrella. Then he took out his notebook and pencil. As Annie walked ahead, Jack started to draw a simple picture of the fat tree.
"Hey, Jack," Annie called in a whispery voice. "Come here, quick."
Jack grabbed his pack. He moved around the tree and caught up with Annie.
"Listen,"
she said. Jack heard branches snap.
Crack.
A leopard? He wondered.
Crack, crack.
Jack nervously looked around the forest.
"Maybe we should go back up to the treehouse," he said. "We could read a little more and learn a little more."
Annie didn't answer. Jack turned to her. She was grinning from ear to ear as she stared into the bushes. Jack followed her gaze. A dark, shaggy little head was peeking out from a cluster of leaves.
"Boo, boo?"
a small gorilla asked.